Yeah.
So Star Wars sucks.
No, you have to. Hey, you have to at least.
I did tell him.
Welcome to
Nailed
It.
I warned him after the last episode. Get ready to bash Star Wars.
Welcome to Nailed It.
All right, so
your dreams.
Let me be more specific.
How I Met Your Mother is a great show.
That is true, but the prequels of Star Wars.
Of How I Met Your Mother.
Of Star Wars.
How it.
Of Star Wars. I'm not How I Met Your Father.
How I Met Your Father.
Hold on, real quick, because I need to know this. Did they ever actually make the other side? Weren't they going to make a How I Met Your Father?
They were going to make How I Met Your Father, but they used a completely different cast, and they used they didn't even use the same lady that was the mother.
Oh.
And nobody wanted to see it. I guess it was recorded. They did a pilot episode, and it did not fly.
Uh-huh.
So
okay,
it was so bad.
It was a that 80s show scenario.
Yes, yeah.
That you guys remember that 80s show?
That 80s show never should have been greenlit.
I don't remember they did that.
Yeah.
So they had that 70s show, and then they had that 80s show, but it was like everything was like, oh, this is so 80s. A giant phone, just like everything was just like beyond obvious, and you're just like, this is just terrible writing because. That 70s show is just a show that takes place in the 70s.
Right.
This was, hey, look, it's the 80s. Is look at all the 80s
which
stuff
actually
we're doing.
Has Dennis from Always Sunny as the main character.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to fact check this. Anyways.
What about Star Wars?
I can do both. So the prequels are just absolutely terrible.
I don't think anyone would fight you on that.
You're right.
That's not true. If you talk to kids that grew up, like if you talk to people that grew up with the original series, they love the original series and hate the new ones. Oh, that's hilarious. but if you talk to people, to younger people, some of the younger people like the original.
Well, if you take, speaking of How I Met Your Mother, if you take Barney's look at the Ewoks and extend that to all Star Wars, everyone's going to love the generation that they grew up with.
Right.
Because you're impressionable as a kid.
Yes.
But we're talking about people who appreciate it as a movie, not just that was when I grew up.
Because to be fair, and not to base on his age or anything, you and I kind of grew up in the...
you're old.
we grew up in the age where the Phantom Menace... Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith came out, right?
Right.
And I remember as a child, Phantom Menace was only cool because of Darth Maul.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Attack of the Clones, don't even remember. Hi, Abby.
Hi. Attack of the Clones was cool for 5 minutes while they did the space battle in the very beginning.
Right. And then the last one was only cool with the really long, why is this happening fight on Mustafar. That's it. Minus the part where like Obi-Wan and Anakin are fighting and they stop and have this like 5 minute like lightsaber twirl and then they clash and then they keep going.
Yeah,
I remember that.
What was that? What were you just doing there?
The lightsaber twirl.
Okay.
I'll pull up the video right now.
Just like Xavier's hands were like all over the place.
Just,
it was
you
like,
could hear just.
I thought he was like at a rave or something.
That's
like
essentially
that.
What it was. Am I wrong? Do you remember that?
Wait, what are you talking about?
In the last fight in Star Wars, where it's Obi-Wan versus Anakin, and they're fighting in Mustafar, they go into the room, they start fighting, they clash, and then they have like a quick second where they just twirl the lightsabers for like a second, and then they keep going.
It's like every long fight.
Yeah. No. This one is specific.
He's right. In every single lightsaber battle, there's at least... A couple little parts where
that's
all they do
true.
Is stand there and spin it and go back.
There's the original fight in Star Wars with lightsabers, which was Obi-Wan versus Darth Vader.
That one was one, twirl two, goodbye, whoosh.
That was a conversation
that's,
with lights.
That was,
that was in a fight.
I feel like it was two old people sweeping.
Yeah, it was. That's exactly what it was.
They're all trying to get the cobwebs from the ceiling.
They're like, okay, we're going to need you to go out there and fight Darth Vader, but don't hurt yourself. Okay,
right.
just, you know.
You're old and frail.
We'll keep your walker nearby.
Just kind of swing your arms around.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, he'll just match you.
Okay, no. Take this stick. So, we're going to put a little light over it so, in a post. So
I know this does not work for audio podcast, but here's the part where it's on a loop. It's on a GIF loop. They're just sitting there just twirling for a quick second before they clash.
Hold on, I can just watch this.
Let me show Michael. No, but it's like literally, it's like it's one distinct. I have a terrible thing when it comes to watching stuff where I'll find something that just absolutely does not make any sense and I'll point it out. He can attest to this because they made me watch the original Sharknado, and there's a cutscene.
I did not make you watch that. That was Razor 120%.
You were for it though.
First of all. The first Sharknado is amazing.
No,
it is so awesome. It's how bad it is. It's, I put it up with their
again
with the Transformers.
There's a scene
movie
like that in every lightsaber.
No, movie. That there, one there was specific, the, but it's just like in Shark, night, like in Sharknado. So there's a scene where it's supposed to be on a bridge, and there's supposed to be a bus with water on.
You've talked about this before.
No, I don't care. I'm going to repeat it because it's terrible.
Yeah, but no,
don't care.
Okay.
There's water under the bridge. It's supposed to be a cutscene where it's sharks, and it cuts to a different scene where it has Tara Reid's face, and in the background you see the street, sunny, dry, full of cars. It's like, why?
Because that wasn't that movie made with a budget of $49.
But turn the camera a little bit to the right.
57 cents. But at the same time, in that same movie, one of the actors with a chainsaw jumps straight into a shark.
Yeah, Xavier.
Why
no
is
that
justification
with that
for a movie?
And chainsaws him way out. Brilliant movie.
I'm really displeased with you right now.
Greatest movie of all time.
Greater than Transformers?
Oh, I don't know. Transformers might have it beat. With its ADD moments of conversation.
By the way, everybody, I meant to mention on the last podcast, I definitely tried watching it for 38 minutes exactly, and I stopped. Here's my 38-minute review of this 2-hour and 3-minute movie.
Yeah.
You'd be specific. It's not
Transformers
the
Last Night.
There you go.
It starts off in England, where you find Arthur's Knights of the Round waiting on Merlin. Merlin turns out to be a hack. He goes to
isn't
the...
he a hack in everything?
No.
Oh. I feel like in all the depictions, Merlin's just kind of this goofy dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies where they make Merlin just to be kind of the joke.
I feel like
yeah.
It's like 60-40.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
And
except for The Sword and the Stone.
Yeah.
That's a great animated series.
And
I watch it for the pig.
For the what?
The pig. The little animated pig that squeaks and runs around.
I think you're thinking of Charlotte's Web.
Anyways.
Either way.
So Merlin goes to what assumes to be a Transformer ship that's been there for a while. And the Transformer gives him a staff, which is super huge in the Transformer's hand. But then I guess he says some words and the staff like collapses smaller and gives it to Merlin. So that gives him the appearance of being a wizard because he has this staff. That apparently summons a Transformer dragon. Okay, so I mean, we have
really, done. That's really how the movie starts?
Yes, yeah. That's 100% how the movie starts.
Okay, I have no. What's wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Everything you've said is historically accurate and makes perfect sense.
and then it proceeds.
Thank you, Michael.
And then it proceeds to go into the present day.
Have you not played homage to our Mecha Dragon Overlord? Because you should. He will come for you.
See, I'm trying to control my language for this one. It's about to not work because I'm getting riled up. But no, then it goes to the present day where I guess Optimus Prime left Earth. I guess that happened in the movie before that.
Yeah, basically he's like at the end of it. He's like,
Earth sucks. I'm done with.
No,
it.
He's like, I'm tired of these guys coming to our planet. I'm gonna go talk to them and say. Basically cut it out.
Yeah. So
and then he's like, peace out.
So Optimus is gone, which leaves the Earth in turmoil. So it's like, I guess Autobots and Decepticons are just still going to war. So the Earth is like, we're gonna take our planet back because all Transformers are douchebags. They're all evil.
Wasn't that the premise of one of the Shia LaBeouf ones?
No.
They tried to launch them into space and
that was three.
Okay.
It was three. The one with Sentinel Prime.
Right.
And then
they said all of them are bad.
Yeah. Tonight. Well, because they trusted a prime, and the prime turned out to be evil.
What?
And so, so the humans are trying to fight back against the Transformers. Then it looks like it's in a post-apocalyptic area, right? Where it seems like everything's been ravaged and the only thing are the machines fighting each other, but the human race is still there. And
right, England.
Yeah, no, England. We're in America now.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is still just the first half hour of the movie.
Yeah, this is the first half hour of the movie.
No. This is the first literally 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. So then there's these like five or six kids. It's like, you know, five kids. They go into a gated area, which I guess is forbidden, and they're literally these kids are like 12, and they're cussing up a storm. Like they just know their parents aren't around, so they're just gonna do it. They're like really hamming it up.
And when I was 12, I did that.
Right.
It was fun.
But the kids are acting like we're the coolest thing ever. Like
also did that when I was 12. Do you not remember being 12?
I try not to. But it's just terrible that what happened to child actors? They just not exist anymore?
No, they do. If you watch the movie It, like child actors are amazing.
Stranger Things.
Okay. Yeah. But it's like they're just terrible.
Well, here's the difference.
If the movie's terrible, that's not the actor's fault.
Right.
Well, Marky Mark threatens to punch a kid in the face. Like 100%.
Yeah, because he's Marky Mark.
No, because
I was gonna say historically accurate.
But it's just like the way
all based off true story.
So hold on, let me continue a little review before we start going in and talking about like the child actors. It's just like the kids are terrible. They see a Transformer coming towards them that I'm assuming is just evil, right?
Well, aren't they all evil at this point?
No. The Autobots are still good. They're working with Marky Mark. So they actually, I think this is like the first Transformers where they rolled over the characters that were in the one before that.
Are they working with him so that he doesn't punch a child?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, let's go with that.
Right.
No, but,
so what I say.
Essentially, like Metal Gear N209 things from RoboCop, kind of just patrolling the streets.
So they have this is like a closed off area. So they have these giant robots that are basically straight out of RoboCop. Giant robots all humans.
The humans. There's a specific task force that is out to destroy all of the Cybertronians. Okay. And
Cybertrites.
I'm starting to understand why you hate Star Wars. I didn't realize any of this was in there.
No, we'll go back to Star Wars. Oh, okay. But I said we're just gonna talk about this because he wanted me to watch it.
Deleted scenes in Star Wars.
Yeah,
right?
Star Wars: The Robot Knight. Whatever.
Well, I wanted him to watch the movie.
Yeah, he did, and I tried. Granted, it was not the right time to do it, but I did it anyway, and I only got 30 minutes in. But it's like it was real terrible. So when the kids see this like Decepticon whatever thing attacking, this other girl shows up and she's like acting like she's like the leader of this resistance. She's acting like a John Connor.
But she's like 12.
Yeah, she's like 12, same age as these other kids. Like, you guys gotta get out of here. It's like, you're here. It's like, I live here. It's like, okay, so cool. Your parents clearly aren't there. Something clearly happened. You're friends with this, I'm assuming, the Transformer that can turn into a Vespa.
Yeah. It's the ugliest Transformer.
Yeah, it really is. Hey. And it
if you see it, you're just like, wow, that's just
so
bad.
So there's this then there's like this other Transformer that's covered with like rocks on his back, and she calls it Canopy. It's like, you're like my only friend, we only have each other. It's like, he's just scared and stuff like that. Marky Mark shows up, and then Bumblebee slides through a building and catches his other Decepticon and just starts shooting it in the face, like just no mercy. And then the government like task force runs through and like with the robots and they're attacking them. So Marky Mark gets all the kids and they drive them off.
So basically, just real quick, from what I've heard from David about how bad the movie is, it sounds like you're just reading the script.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, this is all they had to go off of.
This is seriously what it is. So he's getting the kids out of the restricted area, but Marky Mark's staying in the restricted area. Why? I don't know. Again, it gives off the appearance that this is like a post-apocalyptic scenario in the trailers where you see that the Autobots and the Decepticons are still going at it, but they just don't have proper leaders for it. But no, it's literally this gated community and this is where it is. But everything outside of this place is completely fine. Because after the kids get taken out, and Marky Mark threatens to punch one of them in the face because I guess Marky Mark is a wanted fugitive by this point, it transfers real quick to a scene with a police cruiser that turns into a Decepticon who's seeing Megatron, and he's all like, Megatron's sitting there, he's like, did you find the item? He's like, I saw the item, but it got away. He's like, and then Megatron just starts lighting stuff on fire to show his anger, and then it goes to another scene where there's this girl playing, what is it? It's not cricket. It's,
Yahtzee. It's polo.
Baseball. Is it polo?
Yeah, it's polo.
Okay. Girl playing polo in England, and then she's, like, late for, I guess, a museum tour where she works at, where she drives her car, where she's pulling up slowly and hits these bicycles, and one bike falls. So she gets out, and she's rushing, and she looks like she's trying to pick up the bike, and she picks it up, and then just drops it again, and then runs into the
Because she's late.
Into the museum, and the museum is, she's literally saying, pretty much, like, Arthur, Knights of the Round, Sir Galahad, Merlin, it's like, and she, like, really describes these dudes as being, like, hunky He-Man-style characters, and then she just says, it's total crock, it's stuff not real, it's stupid. And then it shows Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins is in this movie, and then it,
oh, he does the voiceover, like he does like the narration part of it. And the best thing about Anthony Hopkins in this movie, he was asked like after the movie,
is
like,
he playing his character from Westworld?
No, pretty much. They're like, so what is this movie about? And he's like, I have no idea.
That's fair.
He's like, because he has a big voiceover the entire movie.
Yeah.
And he's like, they asked him, like, what was the movie about? And he was like, did you enjoy doing this movie? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I have no idea what that movie was. Like,
so right before I cut off, it transfers back to Marky Mark in this junkyard with this other character, I guess, who he hired as a kind of like a scapegoat. Like, he's a wanted fugitive, but he has this dude there. Grimlock is the giant T-Rex one, and he's eating a car, and Marky Mark is yelling at him like a dog that spit the car out.
As you would. Yeah. If you had a giant mechanical T-Rex, stop. You would yell at it like a dog. Like,
Bumblebee and another Transformer get into a fight because it's like they both want to be like Optimus or something like that, so they're just getting into like a brotherly style brawl in the middle of this junkyard. There's another dude, I can't remember his name, I'm just going to call him Old Grenader Guy, who's just kind of like watching this, like, Emil-style roll-up with this trash on his, I guess he's like a trash collector, and he rolls up and everybody's like, he's that dude that everybody knows and does not like, but he comes to the party anyway. So
the original trash guy was John Goodman. And then
I thought that was John Goodman.
That was John Goodman. And then I can't remember his name right now. I love him. He always plays a weasel. And he's in. He's the guy that everybody invites to the party, but nobody really wants him there.
I gotta look this.
I don't remember his name.
Anyways,
dang it. Keep talking.
So while the dude's showing up. The Transformer played by John Goodman grabs a grenade and just throws it at him, and then he gets up, he hands a voice modulator to Marky Mark saying, it's like, Marky Mark's like, does it work? He's like, of course it works, it's my product. But it's like, dude, you look like you just came out of a dumpster. And he's like, B, oh, you're gonna be able to talk again, B. And B's like, yeah. And then the girl shows up again, and the girl is like, oh, you should let me stay here because I have nowhere else to go. He's like, I don't know you, child. What's your backstory? And
we'll
she's
punch
like,
you right in the face.
He's like, she's like, it's you first, because she notices a picture on the wall that shows his daughter. And he's like, wife's dead, daughter went to college. What's your story? Or don't, if you're not, or, you know, if you're too silent or whatever. He's like, Decepticons blew up my parents with a rocket, essentially. And he's like, I'll be gone in the morning. He's like, oh, okay, but before you go, what is,
how do you fix this problem?
Yeah, it's like, if something happens and antifreeze gets into like the fucking chest cavity of the Transformer, what do you do? He's like, that's a trick question because so-and-so Transformers don't have antifreeze in the chest cavity or something like that. But if I had to, I would redirect the line here. He's like, into the doohickey. Like, literally, they say doohickey. And it's like, oh, good job. And then it walks off. And I'm like, I can't do this. I turned the
movie off. Well, it's just about to get good.
I can't like, do it, dude.
You gave about a 16-minute review not, of 38 not minutes.
Not to mention that they bring back the one military guy. I can't remember his name. The main military dude in all the movies. He played Agent
Force. Shia LaBeouf.
Not Shia LaBeouf. He plays the main character in Justified. Don't know the dude's name.
Timothy
Oliphant. That, yeah. They have him. And he's like, he's still, like, they clearly...
Is he bald with a thing on the back of his head?
No. No, they know each other. They're clearly like
just kill everybody.
Like, the universe is still like there, so he's like he knows B. He's like, B, we know you're not evil, but you know, you gotta understand that this is how the world is now. And Marky Mark's like, shut up, this is my crew. We're rolling out, and they just leave.
Steve Buscemi.
Oh, is this Steve Buscemi? Oh yeah, it totally is Steve Buscemi.
I love Steve Buscemi.
Oh god.
But yeah. So I got the other night. I got Steve Mines to sit down and watch that movie.
I'm sorry.
Well,
wait, what Bruce Willis movie is he in?
Armageddon.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's one of the drillers. All right, you win.
He's the driller that pusses out towards the end of the movie.
No, he's the one that freaks out and starts shooting.
Moon madness. Yeah. Asteroid madness.
Space madness.
Space madness.
Space madness.
He can't deal with it.
Don't want to close.
This is a great movie. You shut your mouth.
Oh, no, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Such a good movie.
I'm tired of that. That movie can stop, too.
First of all, that movie plays nonstop on FX.
Yeah, it does. Like we were talking and before. AMC.
Yeah.
Like, so I got Steve Meis to watch that movie, and like halfway through, because it was like 1 o'clock at night when... we started or whatever, so I fell asleep like halfway through.
Right,
and he's like, "Was the premise of Armageddon that it was easier to teach drillers to go into space than space people how to drill?"
Yes,
I wonder if that's true.
I feel like it's probably not.
I know nothing about either of them, but I would say yeah, it's probably the opposite.
A lot of training to go into space.
I would think the fact that they're astronauts and they're really smart anyways could figure out a drill.
That's what I was saying.
No, but you have like Michael Clark Duncan.
No.
Yeah. His name was The Bear.
That's true. What was the other movie that came out
at the exact same time that had the exact same premise?
That's true.
With the older characters.
It was Armageddon and...
Asteroid?
No. Deep Impact.
Deep Impact. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, such a good name for probably a terrible movie that didn't go anywhere.
Oh,
it's such a good name for a lot of free videos.
Well, online. They always come out with two. They always come out with, like, if they're going to do, like, a natural disaster movie, they always come out with two of them from two different companies at the exact same time.
They do that with a lot, like the White House one that they came out at the exact same moment.
Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down.
White House Down. Yeah. And then also, it was like,
the exact same time.
Inferno and then Volcano or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I got Steve Meis to watch the Transformers or whatever, and we got really far into it before I fell asleep, and he's like, I'm gonna go home because you're obviously tired, but he's like,
and I need to escape this movie
pretty much. And I was like, well, what do you think? And he's like, I do not know what is going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's like, there, he's like, who recorded this and who did the editing on it? Because literally it's like really fast cutscenes, and every single person says like two lines, like, how are you doing? I'm doing fine. How about you? But yeah. And then the next thing, you're in London. And you're like, wait, what just happened?
I forgot to mention that the last thing I saw was Optimus Prime frozen in a static, like, not moving, like if he's frozen in space, right? Lands on Cybertron. No explanation how he gets there. Dude is not in a ship.
Yeah.
He is just floating through space with a sword.
He's a robot. He doesn't need a spaceship.
He lands on it. He's like...
or a reason.
The thing is, like, this is Optimus Prime. from what I get from my childhood of watching Transformers cartoons and anime and stuff like that, Optimus Prime is the, he's the leader. He's understandable. He's calm, cool, collective. He gets there, he just starts bitching.
And he says, roll out.
He's like, what happened to my planet?
Yeah, what happened to my planet? And he goes in there. What happened to
Cybertron?
He goes inside of this building, and this woman's all like, I'm your goddess creator Prime. You will listen to what I say. He's like, no. And he starts attacking her with the sword, and she chains him up and then slaps him. And then like, literally just pimp hand strong, just, and just, like, literally his face just starts in getting infected. And then he's like,
sometimes you gotta give him one of these.
Apparently.
Give him the backhand.
And then all of a sudden he's like, I will do whatever you
yeah,
say.
I'll do my bidding. So like, I created you, so you'll just, like, he literally becomes a gimp for
yeah, he for becomes Cybertron. Evil. Okay, so, but you missed the best part. So, they never fixed Bumblebee's voice.
Of course not.
And then, so, he comes back to the planet and
we're
starts...
We're almost going to spend 38 minutes reviewing this, and that's fine. You're only watch 38
That's fine. So he goes back
you're
to Earth.
You're just excited you're actually going to talk about this terrible movie with someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Because me and Nate refused to watch it.
I felt like I needed to do him a favor. Now he has to do me a favor.
I'll do you a favor.
Watch half an hour of that movie that he talks about sometimes.
So, yeah, exactly. So, he goes back to Earth. And then he starts beating up on all the robots or whatever. He's like, ah! And then all of a sudden, he's like in a battle with Bumblebee.
Honestly,
and Bumblebee,
see Optimus Prime making that exact noise. With how terrible he said this movie is, his voiceover might as well be
bad, dude.
And then he's in a battle with Bumblebee, and he's about ready to stab Bumblebee in the face. And Bumblebee actually speaks with his actual voice. And then Prime goes, oh, it's you, Bumblebee.
It's literally a Batman versus Superman Martha.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that name? It's my mom's name. What? We're best friends now. Let's go fight Doomsday. That's exactly what happened.
It was basically that, but he's about to stab Bumblebee in the face.
Tell me
and
that's
then
not what happened.
And then Bumblebee.
Oh, it was awful. I hated that movie. You know it.
This is such a great movie.
Don't even.
Actually, I hated that movie. But,
you're terrible.
But yeah, that's what exactly. He's about to stab him, and then he's like, and Bumblebee says something. He's like, oh, I'm good now. And then he starts beating up on all the bad guys, and you're just like, are you freaking kidding me?
So Optimus Prime is just a puppet this entire time.
Literally, it's like they hit the on off switch, and now it works.
Yeah. They were like, have you tried turning it off and on?
Oh, man. I want to say something.
I feel like you need to finish the movie.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I think you need to purge that memory from your system.
Dude, I really just, like, I'm trying everything in me just not to just go wild and just start yelling obscenities.
Why?
Because like, you want me not to cuss on this podcast.
No, why do you want to yell obscenities? Not why are you not cussing. Yeah.
Because Transformer the Last Night should not have been made. It should not have been made.
So, everybody, go out and watch that movie, because he needs more money to make more of these movies.
They don't need to. Xavier just went through the entire
I know, it is so great that it's so bad.
How long is the movie, an hour and a half?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Okay, so re-listen to the first 38 minutes of this 4 times, and you will have saved yourself the misery.
No, go see it. He needs more money to make stuff like this.
No,
you spent money to go see it.
Huh?
You spent money to go see this movie.
I did. Actually, I had a friend that paid for it, so...
It's okay. I spent money to go watch Ninja Turtles 1 and 2, and kind of regret it.
They weren't terrible.
The first one was decent. The last fight was literally just slap the bad guy, it's over. Ninja Turtles 2 was just like, why?
Why not? Actually...
The only good thing about Ninja Turtles 2 was Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yes. And I was very disappointed by Krang.
Oh, yeah, Krang.
Because it was voiced by Fred Armistead, who is hilarious. And I was like, if he would have just used his regular voice and just been him, it would have been an amazing character. It would have been just like Jeff Goldblum in
Ragnarok.
Okay. So but, back to Star Wars.
Wait, what's gross about Jeff Goldblum anywhere?
Did I say gross?
Yeah,
he did.
That might have just been just instinctual.
Oh, he
Goldblum
said
is best.
Yeah, best. Yeah,
well, oh, you said no. You said gross.
Did but I?
Fred.
Oh, I heard
so
gross. Maybe is
Fred
best.
is like on the level with, you know, Jeff Goldblum.
That's high praise
in weirdness.
Okay.
And okay. And they're both just like weird. If you ever seen Portlandia, that's him.
Yeah,
I mean, I've seen him in Eurotrip and in
like if
in Broad City, and he is equally weird. All those.
Yes, if they let him be him, he is the weirdest guy ever, mm-hmm. and he's just great to watch because he's awkward and weird. But if they try to make him into something, then he just doesn't work out. I just don't like him or whatever. But anyway, Star Wars.
And that's why Xavier doesn't like Star Wars.
No, now I'm going into Star Wars. You like how you said you were going to talk this entire time? No, bro, this is my podcast.
At least I know what you're talking about.
So, let's just, I want to do a quick round table. I haven't seen the most recent Star Wars movie.
Quick in air quotes here.
Wait, the yeah. most recent meaning Han? Or the most recent
okay, I don't count Jedi. This. I don't count Rogue One and Han.
Oh, why? Rogue One is really good.
Rogue One was super good.
I believe it. But
and
Han
apparently
mean,
has Darth Maul, so...
Well, but I'm just saying...
I'm going to say it's the last few seconds.
In the,
so I only need to watch the last few seconds?
Yeah, you can just watch it.
But no, in like
but
the
that
main,
means that the next ones are going to have him in it.
In the main series, I mean, we're talking about the first trilogy, second Spoilers. Trilogy,
so
third
the
trilogy.
Nine,
the nine movies total. I've not seen the last one.
Okay. Have you seen Rogue One?
No.
Oh, you should see it.
I tried to, but then it just didn't happen. So, but
you should have watched the first 3 minutes.
You just couldn't. You just couldn't get it up, or like.
Yeah, you know, performance issues. So, what is your favorite Star Wars movie?
Maybe. Well, probably Empire.
Okay.
I think Rogue One's second, though.
Well,
I,
not counting
those.
Okay, yeah.
Empire
and then Rogue One are the best ones.
Okay. I'm assuming you just don't care.
I mean, if I had to pick, probably the same ones.
Yeah, Empire is just—it's just really good.
Yeah.
Empire is really
good,
and
solid
it's a good solid movie. Right. And the fact that the bad guys win is kind of a bonus because that never happens in movies.
Right, right. And so it's like again, it's like I remember watching The Force Awakens. The Force Awakens is a good movie. It was a good comeback for the Star Wars genre. It was filmed nice. It had funny moments, which was decent.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't like overtaking. Now, I don't know what happened in what was the most recent one?
The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi? That's the second one in the new trilogy, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
But I heard it's bad.
It was a different director,
right? Right.
Yeah.
And
J.J. Abrams directed the first one, right?
Right. Yes. And then this one was
It wasn't Sam Raimi, was it?
No.
I don't remember who. I think JJ is back for the next one.
He is. Yeah.
Oh, let's hope.
And Orlando's going to be in the next one.
Yeah.
Yes. Who's the director of the second one?
I'm looking it up.
But yeah, this one got a lot of bad.
But
well, it was there. There's a lot of bad.
Ryan Johnson.
Yeah, that's it. Ryan Johnson.
So
yeah.
Like half the movie didn't need to happen because
talking about Finn's entire story arc.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was super boring.
Like, the half the movie didn't even need to be filmed.
It was fun to watch the fat little man hoard the gold coins, though.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, that made it worth it all, but... Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, the storyline about Finn and Rose... The thing that annoys me is it didn't need to happen, but in the moment, they felt that it did need to happen. Like, in that moment, I can see why they would send those two people to try and accomplish what they went out to accomplish. They failed.
Yeah.
And so then at the very end, as a viewer, you go, well, that was pointless. But for them in the story, like, if you immerse yourself in that story, that they thought that was their only hope.
And that's the way I always look at it, too, is
right.
just like, I understand as a moviegoer, you're just like, that was a stupid decision. But if this is a real life situation, they're just acting out on what the information that they have.
Yeah.
And that's how it's just basically, if you're watching it as kind of like a documentary of these people just responded because they weren't getting information. They're
right.
like, we have to do something. Because
the one chick with the blue hair, purple hair?
Yeah.
Purple hair. She decided, I can't trust anyone with my plan that actually makes sense in the end. But to everyone else, it just looks like she's cruising along clueless.
Right.
So of course they have to act and take over the ship and send these people out secretly and go behind and basically ruin the movie, because if she would have just told them that, oh, this is our plan, they could have shortened all that, made the standoff on the planet longer, they could have, you know, put the time in elsewhere.
Right.
Finn could have been a hero on the ground instead of just like running around doing pointless crap the entire time.
So, just not to interrupt, the director for Star Wars The Last Jedi directed The Brothers Bloom and wrote it. Looper, which is a good movie.
Which one's Looper?
The one with
Bruce Willis goes back in time.
Yeah, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then he was an actor apparently in Rogue One, but then he wrote and directed The Last Jedi. Other than that, he did an episode for he did three episodes for Breaking Bad, and that's it.
Huh.
Other stuff is just not really. I don't even know
worth what they talking are. About.
Yeah.
So I did The Last Jedi. I'll say it's a meh movie, yeah. But I will defend it. As a story, I will defend it. As a movie, it was poorly made.
Yes.
But as watching it as a viewer and trying to partake in the Star Wars story, it wasn't bad.
No, I didn't think it was a bad movie. I just thought.
Why'd you say it like that?
Just because.
Well, because it is a poorly made movie.
Like, it is.
But it's not a bad movie.
It's a poorly made movie. Why'd you say
movie like that? That's what I meant. But
he was contemplating saying.
Shatner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Movie.
About them Star Treks. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, most of the Star Trek movies are terrible. By the way.
No, finish the Star Wars thought. Okay. Then we can do something else. This is just a straight movie review podcast episode.
So.
That's okay. No new games came out.
It's true. There wasn't nothing that came out really. No.
Yeah.
There was. I lost my train of thought. Okay. because you stopped me on saying movie. The movie was good. It's just there's things in it that you're just like there's too many. Like I said with the other movie, there was come on moments. Like come on, man.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Too many like. Eye rolls or whatever scenes where I was like,
well, it was so many moments like that, it became eye roll moments.
Yeah,
if there were less, it wouldn't have bothered me.
If there was obvious comedy moments where you're like, I like comedy where it's subtle, I don't like comedy when you think the entire audience is an idiot, and right. That's how I felt is like they thought the entire audience was an idiot, so we're gonna make this joke completely obvious. And you just like, I'm not an idiot. I'm not.
Well, the scene in the beginning, they just, where the button to drop the bombs is up above, she's laying on her back and she like kicks the ladder, right? She watches it fall the entire way and proceeds to let it fall past her to where she has to reach over and dramatically catch it. That sums up the entire movie. It's like everything is just so overdone that they're like forcing it to be dramatic or last second-y, you know, like they could have jumped to light speed to this planet, right, and sent the shuttles out. I know they're going to be followed, but they could have done that and gotten it done quickly, but they have to make it last second, burn all their fuel, blah 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 blah, which fuel has never been a part of Star Wars ever before, but it is this time. They get right up to the thing that's tracking them, you know, and then they get caught. They could have been caught in the hallway because they knew the entire time. You know, right. Everything is just so forced that it becomes to the point of like, come on, really? Like,
yeah.
There's drama in this scene already. You got to make it that much worse.
Yeah, and that was the entire movie. So and then there was the other fact that they take the whole premise up. It's something I did like and I absolutely hated, where they were just like, well, none of this really matters. Like, right. Like they said, you know, like Luke getting the lightsaber and then just chucking it over his shoulder, just like, I don't want this. I don't care about this. And it was basically almost like what the director did to the movie. It was like, oh, I like, you know, and then he chucked it over and did his own movie.
Well, because it was them handing, you know, that was the end scene of.
Right, they was handing the Force Awakens.
Yeah, and so he takes the movie and throws it over his shoulder. I don't care about Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
That's pretty much what it was. It was like, I'm going to change, because I did like the fact that they changed the Metachlorian thing.
Right.
Where they're.
Did they bring that back up?
No, they changed it in a way so it. They talked about it in a different way where it was just like, Metachlorians don't exist.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Did you see the leaked script that
The Metachlorian Empire Rises.
Did you see that? They're literally... No,
I said something right.
No. Obviously, it wasn't called that, but I am drawing a huge blank on the director of the original Star Wars movies.
George Lucas?
Thank you. He wrote a script for these next three movies that are coming out.
And it was going to be midichlorian-based. Yeah, I remember
he was
going to
base
that.
The whole thing about the power of midichlorians.
Oh, that's terrible.
The entire... every line had midichlorians written in it.
Right.
It
was so bad. And that's why I was like,
actually makes you thankful that The Last Jedi came out. And you're like, yeah, it was weird. But at least he didn't do that. It wasn't more of the prequels brought
in. Right, and that was... The point of the movie was to give it to a new group of people. I don't like a lot of the things that they did with it,
right.
But it was a decent movie. I didn't hate it, didn't love it.
Also, the new cast gets a whole bunch of flack for no reason.
Right. No.
People are hitting on Finn and Rose. Like, why?
Right. They're fine. Characters. I have no. They're
well. Finn did really good in the first movie. It was the script
that
was
messed
up.
His story arc was bad, but that's not his fault. Like,
right.
John Boyega still.
Right, and that's Mark Hamill. He hated the character that he played in the new Jedi, in the Last Jedi or whatever. He hated it. He was like, I wouldn't have done this at all, but I was under contract, and I needed to do it the way the director wanted me to do it. And he's like, I thought it was dumb the whole way, but that's what they wanted.
Right.
So.
Just sucks.
So was Rey even in the movie?
Yeah, Rey.
Yeah, she was in it.
Yeah. She had her story, and then Finn had his.
Okay, because this entire time, you guys have not mentioned Rey once.
Well, because
her story was
the movie
fine.
Barely mentions Rey anyway.
Because really, Rey, a movie about Finn. The Last Jedi doesn't talk about Rey at all.
She has her story arc is being denied to be trained by Luke, to Luke sort of accepting her, to her failing his standards, to her rebelling against Luke. Then there's a fight on the main ship. I forget the name, but where they...
the SS whatever the hell.
Yeah. They, her and Kylo Ren team up against... weird face.
The ugly new Emperor.
Snoke.
Emperor Snoke.
How do I remember this? Somebody stop me.
So they team up against him.
Okay, hold
they
on.
Fight. And then,
hold on. Xavier, stop.
No.
Okay.
Hold on. The story arc's almost over. They fight Snoke. They kill Snoke. Rey and Kylo Ren have a fight. She ends up leaving. And then she shows up at the end to move the rocks. That's her story arc.
Yeah, but
she
doesn't
play a big role in any of it.
And then it's also, that's the other frustrating thing for people is that...
You still don't know who Rey is?
Well, no, they basically say who Rey is. She's a nobody.
She's nobody, but she's a strong person. Jedi. Yeah. Or a Jedi.
She's just a random
person. So they're Anakin Skywalkering it again.
She didn't kill any younglings, but
not yet.
Not yet. That's true. It's in the third movie.
That's what Kylo Ren
did. It could happen.
Yeah, she's like Anakin at the start of the second movie.
Yeah.
I mean...
Except for no midichlorian.
My problem is that... So, the thing is, that's the number one, or was the number one controversy when The Last Jedi came out. It's like, who is Rey? Who is
Well,
Rey?
That's the frustrating thing.
You know when
people,
Mark Hamill takes the lightsaber and throws it over?
Yeah.
Well, they take the theories about Rey and throw it over their
shoulder. That's
children.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Because
and basically, Snoke, they kill him just randomly.
Oh, yeah. They kind of just breeze past that, too. It's like, hey, we just killed the big bad guy.
So are we just assuming that Kylo Ren's going to be the new big bad of the entire thing?
He is.
Yeah,
he assumes
is.
Control of
yeah.
the First Order.
Right, and...
The leader of the First Order,
so
the redhead guy from Harry Potter, walks in and says, why should we follow you? And he ends up force choking
Ron Weasley?
No. He's one of the twin brothers.
Okay.
But anyway, he walks in and says, why should we follow you? Kylo Ren chokes him, and he's like, oh, yeah, Supreme Leader. And he calls him Supreme Leader.
By the way, I have this.
Yeah. It's like, do this and you can.
Yeah. So,
which Kylo Ren got a lot of... He got a lot of flack for his character.
Well, they all got flack.
I liked his character.
I liked Kylo Ren becoming more of the evil.
Yes, I liked
and
it.
And less of the child who's confused.
Yes.
He, identifies himself as the villain but at the end of that movie.
Right. And then what? It's going to split off, and it's going to be... It's basically a love-hate story between Kylo Ren and Rey, or whatever. And does Rey join Kylo Ren or whatever in destroying the universe?
So people give Finn a ton of flack for not having a part, but if you take Rey's part in that story, all she really did is kill a few of those Red Guards.
Yeah.
Because Kylo Ren kills Snoke, Luke comes back anyway to try and save Leia, and she kills a couple of the Red Guards and then moves some rocks.
Right.
That's the biggest part she plays, is she moves the rocks to open the way so everyone from the Resistance can escape. So, I mean, neither of them did anything. They were just kind of off on the side.
Yeah.
Things would have progressed how they did no matter the characters you put there.
So this is essentially Star Wars Episode 8, nobody does anything.
No, this is...
Some people do stuff.
Just Star Wars Episode 8, Luke and Leia do most of the stuff.
Best tagline.
Leia floats through space.
Somehow.
Yeah. And Luke projects himself across the galaxy.
With the ghost
Yeah, the thing? Ghost part.
I thought you can only achieve that once you died.
No, he's like projecting himself through the Force into this.
Oh, so we're just making bullshit up now.
No, they said they could do that, but...
They when said, has that ever happened besides then?
They go, you could do that, well...
Okay, happened. First of all, there's never been fuel that matters. Right. These bullets that they're lobbing at them are supposedly keeping them just outside of their range by, like, propelling them forward. I mean, like, the bombs, which make no sense. The time where they warp in behind them, they only send out 4 fighters... to like harass the main ship. They could have sent their entire fighter fleet out there to just, the movie would have been over, but they didn't.
And then plot armor.
Right. But then they said, oh, you have to come back to the main ship. We can't support you from there. As he's blowing up this resistance, he's already destroyed their main hangar. There's no way they retaliate. And he just, Kylo Ren turns around and comes back. So, you know, there's that. There's a whole bunch of stuff in this movie that doesn't make any sense, and you just kind of got to go like, yeah, of course, because why not?
Yeah, so we're just having another Attack of the Clones. Because what happened in Attack of the Clones?
Nothing.
No, some clones came at the end. There, Anakin yes.
Well, the you lady. Find you find out that Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, Anakin got laid.
Anakin got laid. That was
after he cried about the desert for 2 hours.
Yeah,
yeah, but sometimes he's emo.
Yeah,
it's something.
He's pretty emo. He wears a full black suit, right? Like, well into his 40s.
Yeah.
Which doesn't count. That's a breathing apparatus.
That has a cape.
Yeah.
There's a cape on the suit.
You gotta be stylish.
Yeah, okay. And the way
the dude's already not gonna get laid anymore, so he has to do something to make his confidence.
You don't know that. Don't put that on him.
Lost both his legs, both his arms, and he's a massively burnt. No.
Oh no, he doesn't. No, it's his metal arm. Because
when he did that jump, Obi-Wan come.
He went out of his way to get the other arm.
Yeah. No, he conveniently cut off the rest of the limbs that weren't already robotic. Like, how do you just aim? It's like, yeah. And he got it. He got Although, first try.
Because Obi-Wan's master of precision somehow doesn't have his own movie.
It's because he had his own game. He had his own book.
But everyone cried about the Han Solo
movie.
They shelved all the other side projects. They shelved
No,
it was going to be the next one.
They released a press thing that said that was misspoken.
Did they say, are you done crying yet? Do you want this? Are you got to stop crying about this.
I watch the crap out of that. It'll be amazing.
The Han Solo movie was good.
They had a book for Obi-Wan. That's now not canon.
I can't read it. Or I can't watch it with my eyeballs.
It's true, he can't read. You forgot about that. Yeah. That's very mean of you.
First off...
Why would you bring that up?
First off...
In front of the viewers.
First off, you don't care about the viewers.
Listeners.
Second, you're more intellectual than I am. I'm the dumbest person in this house.
Yeah.
We already know this.
Yeah.
I'm just emotional. No, he's smarter than me. I can fully admit this. With absolutely powerful integrity. I'm the dumbest person in this house.
Unless we're talking like Kingdom Hearts.
That's emotions. It doesn't count.
There's yelling too.
Emotions.
You're one of the top yellers in this podcast.
Because I get animated. I get into what I'm talking about.
It's true.
You're also into anime.
Huh? That's yeah, no, you still need to watch. I'm still going to be that evangelist for the Fate series. Hmm. I pulled a good saber yesterday, by the way. Right?
Just so the audience knows, there was finger pointing
yeah.
and thumb shooting.
It was full on finger guns.
Finger guns.
Yeah.
I'm just 100% being an evangelist for the Fate series. I want more people to watch it so I can talk with more people about it.
I just want to go watch more Psych now after hearing it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Psych.
Sorry.
The show's so good.
Psych? It's amazing.
We talked about it last episode, but now once we talked about it, I want to go watch more.
You can do that when you're done here.
I know. It's going to be so fun.
But you're going to get Taco Bell and be on the toilet for the rest of the day.
Why you got to say that?
You can watch Psych on the toilet.
Yeah, on my phone.
Yeah.
You have to take care of your child.
It's the future.
You have to take care of your child, Michael.
It's the future. Robots can do that.
This isn't the future with the magical dragon staff, but it's a future.
Yeah.
So stupid. Did they ever bring that staff back towards the end of the movie?
Oh, tell me the dragon comes back.
I'm trying to remember. No, the dragon does. Wait. Yes, I believe.
Okay, I was about to get real pissed. I was about to get mad. It's like you're gonna tell me that they have this whole crap with Merlin in the beginning and they don't bring the dragon back? Optimus Prime rides the dragon, doesn't he?
Don't remember.
Okay.
Because
I wouldn't either.
Because the movie's a blur because there's so much going on.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Like it's literally 30 seconds and then that's your cutscene and then you're on to another thing and then you're just like, okay. And then Anthony Hopkins is walking around his house with a robot butler.
Yeah.
That's very sassy.
That also happens in Westworld.
Yeah, probably.
Anthony Hopkins walking around his house with a robot butler.
I haven't seen Westworld yet.
It's good. Really good.
That's a good review
of
that.
But, no. Well, I think I've already reviewed Westworld.
You did.
But Westworld, you can't just watch two episodes and then take a two-week break and then watch another two. You have to, like, watch it all in succession and pay attention because it all builds.
I've almost bought the DVDs because they're pretty cheap right now.
You don't have HBO now or anything?
No, I don't.
I do. That's how I
have HBO later, which is buying the DVDs.
There's HBO now and there's HBO Go. Oh, man. It's too much work to get up and change over discs now. I mean, come on. We're talking about it's the future. Just get the app.
It's true. Very true.
Oh, by the way, watching things on Netflix now is awesome because you can skip intros.
Can you?
Yeah.
Are
you about to look that up?
No, I had something.
Yeah, when your show starts, it's like, do you want to skip the intro? And I'm just like, yes.
Yeah, and then it skips right to the start of the actual episode. You don't have to watch intros anymore. Even if there's something before, then the intro, and then the show starts, it'll have the option half of it when the intro starts.
Mm-hmm.
You don't skip over that.
Like some guy is watching every show on Netflix like,
okay, right, now. And go.
Okay, it's over.
Yeah, I want that job.
I don't.
You get to watch those shows all day.
You watch all the shows on Netflix.
So you get to watch Netflix.
Not
right now. I'm doing that for free. You get
in fact, you're paying them to do that.
Yeah. See?
But I don't think you get to watch.
No, you just get to watch the beginning.
Yeah, you get to watch the beginning. So you get to.
Then you watch the. You have to watch the intros over and over.
Yeah, exactly.
You just get like 30.
Until unless you like.
All right, fine. Ruin my dreams. Like I said in the last podcast,
I'm your friend.
Xavier's going to make fun of or critique Star Wars and ruin your childhood dreams. He has done both.
Can't say I don't deliver on my promise.
David, what are you doing?
I was watching a thing on Venom, the new movie or whatever.
Is there a new trailer for it?
Well, they had one of those side by side where they have like one of the animated series where Venom is doing the same thing as he's doing in the new movie.
Is that the 90s Spider-Man?
Yeah, the 90s Spider-Man. And then he turns into Venom. And they're like, which is better?
I'm still so weary about that. There's been nothing on it.
No, there hasn't. But sometimes when they over-promote things, it's, like, terrible. Most movies where...
Yeah, like Transformers. Yeah. You couldn't go watch a movie without seeing a trailer for that piece of crap.
Well, that's the thing.
For which one?
Transformers. Mm. Actually, all of them.
Just any of them, really, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of movies when they over-push it, you're just like, this is going to be a terrible movie.
Yeah.
And...
Well, that happens all the time, is you'll see... countless amount of times where you see every single trailer to the point where it's like, okay, I mean, obviously this is going to be good. What was that Egyptian one, The Gods?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
They had that on TV, news, papers, billboards. Yeah, it might have been.
And with Gerard Butler?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one.
Was it that one?
Yeah.
And it was just absolute terrible.
It was whitewashed all to hell.
Yeah, and it was out on DVD like a week later.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was up every. There were ads everywhere for it. And they said it was the biggest bust in like promotion spending.
I saw a preview for it and I was like, that's going to be terrible.
I didn't see it. It looked terrible.
I saw like 10 seconds of it and it was like all animated, not even good animated stuff. And I was like, oh, that's going to be bad. That's too bad. That doesn't even rank in my, this is a bad one. I want to go see it. Not, it's not that good.
All right. Anything else?
I know, that's what I was
Is that what you were just looking at? That looks terrible.
Yeah, that's well, because I saw
who's directing that movie?
I don't know, but
Ewan McGregor.
That would be great. I'm very nervous about that movie, though I will go see it.
I will go see it.
I have a feeling it's going to surprise me.
And by I will go see it, I mean I will go get it from a Redbox because I don't go to the theaters.
Right. And then Nate will download it.
Yeah, but he'll watch it at the same time you do.
Yeah, it's true.
Because Nate illegally downloads movies.
Right. So the director of Venom directed Zombieland, 30 Minutes or Less, Gangster Squad.
Zombieland is amazing.
Yeah.
30 Minutes or Less is okay.
Is that the one with Michael Cera?
Yeah. Where he like delivers the pizza and gets caught up in this whole thing.
It's like a bomb or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
I haven't seen that one.
And Gangster Squad is the one with Tom Hardy and Shia LaBeouf, or am I thinking something else?
I think so. I don't think I've seen it, or I haven't seen it, but I think you're right on that.
So there's potential. I mean, those are all pretty decent movies.
Plus, he has Tom Hardy to work with.
I mean, that's fine.
Come on. Tom Hardy's awesome.
No, as long as he doesn't speak.
Yeah, he has to have someone over his face.
Oh, no. Gangster Squad is the one with Josh Brolin, Ryan Gosling. Okay. And Emma Stone, Sean Penn.
Which one is still a legitimate cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gangster Squad?
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
That one looked good, but
so there's potential.
So are we gonna mumble for a couple more minutes, or are we gonna end the
podcast? I like Ryan Gosling. I can't help myself. Well, he's great.
You guys heard it here first. Man crush.
It's not a man crush.
Sounds like a man crush.
No, it's not. I think Monday, he's really good. But that is a man crush.
Like
it's not a man crush. He's in love.
It's true. And
this is full blown love. This isn't puppy
I also
love.
Like Woody Harrelson and a lot of stuff. Though I feel like he's been pushed into too many things now to save things. Like
you think he's the saver?
Savior.
He is the redeemer
of movies. Yeah.
Speaking of movies that get overhyped,
it's like, oh, it's another Woody Harrelson movie.
Well, yeah, I don't think.
Well, like
have.
He's in Han Solo, and he's.
David, did you ever see The Hitman's Bodyguard?
Yeah. Yes. We watched it.
Oh, you watched it too?
Yeah, we watched
it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Oh, it's on the borderline of being terrible, but it was very entertaining. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
It's that
it's
Ryan Reynolds and
Samuel L. Jackson
have really good chemistry.
Yeah, and that's like the plot is stupid and terrible.
Do you
terrible,
think they were just preparing
him
for when Deadpool actually gets in an Avengers movie?
No, because the thing is that Ryan Reynolds does not play anything close to Deadpool. He is the safe.
Yeah, he's
assassin.
Like super like no nonsense.
He's the bodyguard, right? He's a safe bodyguard. Like you have to do everything by the book because he had an incident that happened that messed up his career. Mm-hmm. So he went from being the top A-list bodyguard that everybody would hire and recommend to being like, I'm barely scrapping for a job.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson is Deadpool.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
100%.
Yeah, I saw he's kind of wild.
It was a fun movie.
It was a fun movie. It was really
fun
funny.
Cool. Good review for the end of the podcast.
I watched that with MoviePass.
Do you still have that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One movie a day?
Yeah, for $10 a month.
Good deal.
Not bad.
No.
All right, everybody. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of the Nail of the Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Maybe we'll talk about games.
I'm sorry that I talked about Transformers for 38 minutes.
No, I mean, every so often you have to just do a movie, old movie.
That was me just venting my frustrations.
Yeah, well, we've done that before.
Yeah, but you need to watch the whole thing.
I'm not doing it.
You need to finish it.
Not happening.
You need to finish.
You already committed half an hour to it.
Yeah. What's another an hour and a half?
Like, a whole nother movie that you can watch. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.
Bye.